Quote done.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Six people are accused in a federal indictment of conspiracy to use a drone to fly contraband such as cell phones and marijuana into the U.S. penitentiary in Leavenworth. The indictment was unsealed Wednesday after all the suspects were arrested, according to court records in the U.S. District of Kansas. The items included cell phones, the synthetic drug K2, marijuana, and tobacco products. And the University of Kansas 2023 Barnstorming Tour makes a stop in Ford County.
The tour featuring men's basketball players will be at Dodge City Community College tonight at 6:30. There will be a Q&A session, skill challenges, and an autograph session for those with the proper tickets. The event will feature 13 players, subject to change, including Jalen Wilson, KJ Adams Jr., and Kevin McClure Jr. Barnstorming Tour t-shirts and Jayhawk autographs will be available for purchase. I'm JP Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-549-8866. That's 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Revenue, in partnership with PayIt, announced on Thursday the addition of identification card renewal services to ICANN. ICANN is Kansas's digital government platform that delivers services from state agencies on an end-to-end platform to residents, with web, mobile, and native Apple and Android apps available. ID renewal joins the growing list of online services available to Kansas residents through ICANN, including renewing driver's licenses and vehicle registrations, ordering birth, death, and marriage certificates, and purchasing annual park passes. As of March of 2023, more than one in three Kansas residents were registered with ICANN, and the addition of identification renewal enables ICANN to serve over 10,000 additional residents each year. To renew an ID, residents can log into the ICANN platform or access as a guest, select ID credentials renewal, and provide your name, date of birth, ID number, and the last four digits of your Social Security number to submit the request. To access these services, you can visit ICANN.KS.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers looking to hire to participate in the April statewide virtual job fair hosted by KansasWorks. And this virtual event will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, April 19th. Tolan said their goal is to attract and retain top talent across the state in a wide variety of sectors to keep the entire economy moving forward. He added that KansasWorks team is working hard to place Kansans in good-paying jobs and help them establish careers. The virtual job fair portal also features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device. Any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. And registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. To register, you can visit kansasworks.com. A public hearing will be conducted at 1 p.m. on Monday, April 17th, to consider the adoption of proposed revisions to the regulatory requirements for retail food establishments. The hearing will be held in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan, as well as through video conferencing system. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is proposing revisions to KAR 428-8 to update the regulatory requirements for retail food establishments contained in the Kansas Food Code. The Kansas Food Code sets food safety standards for Kansas retail food establishments, and the current regulatory requirements have not been updated since 2012. These proposed regulatory revisions are based on the model food code currently used by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which was adopted in 2017. The proposed revisions include amendments to several sections of the Kansas Food Code, and these changes will provide some clarity to food safety requirements and enhance safety practices in retail food establishments. They will also provide uniformity between the requirements imposed on retail food establishments in Kansas and other states. The Kansas Department of Agriculture uses the public hearing and comment process to improve decisions and appreciates public participation in the process. A copy of the updated Kansas Food Code, the expanded notice of public hearing, including a brief overview of the substantive revisions, and the economic impact statement may be accessed on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. And anyone desiring to participate through video conference must pre-register at that page to be provided with a video link. For more information, including special accommodations or a copy of the regulation, you can contact Rhonda Hutton at 785-564-6715. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along K-9 in Norton County starting the week of April 17th. The crews will be surveying the North Fork Solomon Drainage Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles east of the K-173 junction. The activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be complete in mid-July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed, and John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. The Kansas Legislature, a local production of Smoky Hills PBS, will feature Representative Clark Sanders of District 69 in Salina and Representative Ken Rogers of District 110 in Agra today, Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. The Kansas Legislature is a program that takes place during the legislative session, and it gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. And during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788 with their legislative questions. To find a list of legislators that might be on the show each week, you can go to their website, smokyhillspbs.org, where you will find the 2023 season schedule. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on April the 11th, 2023, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Curtis Everly, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, and Sam Nicholson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and the Administrative Assistant, Amy Levine. The March meeting minutes were approved by the board, and through a Zoom call, political consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith summarized the passing and failing bills from the recently concluded legislative session. Director Goslin advised that he had attended the Almena City Council meeting in an effort to attain an Almena representative to fill the vacancy on the Economic Development Board, and he said they are working closely to get the position filled. He also stated that they finalized a design for ESD. A meeting took place with a developer, and there were discussions regarding local investment in housing, as the developer has access to builders and is fully prepared to take on the risk, but is looking for local investment to speed up the process. The idea is that local investors have a vested interest in keeping the subdivision up to date. There were discussions about assisting a business in a short-term lease to make the grounds operational. However, an agreement could not be established, causing the deal to gain no traction. A brief update was then provided following a local and regional meeting with the Kansas Department of Transportation, making highway access for ESD an easy possibility. And with no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:30 p.m. Northern Valley Junior High Boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on April 12th, the Northern Valley track team traveled to Oberlin to compete in a quadrangular meet with Oberlin, Greeley County, and Wallace County, and Coach Cole said it was a hot, windy day against good competition. Northern Valley won first place in two relay races. Lucas Hansen placed second in the triple jump. Peter Town placed third in the 2 mile. And Tate Talheim placed third in the pole vault. The Husky boys placed fourth in the meet as a team. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
Sizzling savings at your Jamboree. On sale this week, Boston Butt Pork Roast, $1.88 a pound. Top Sirloin Steak, buy one, get one free. Super Sweet Cantaloupe, $3.48 each. 1 pound bag baby carrots, 98 cents each. Select varieties, 128 ounce Blue Ribbon Classics frozen dairy desserts, $4.98 each. And select varieties, Red Baron pizzas, just $3.98 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill coming to you from the site of the future U.S. Operations Center for Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railroad in Kansas City, Missouri. Ground broken this morning on the new center that will house the operations in the U.S. for the merged railroad. That merger between Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern becoming official this morning. It was ceremoniously made official with the last spike driven in by the CEO of CPKC, Keith Creel. He drove that in at about 10:50 this morning, local time, comparing the moment to that of when the Golden Spike was driven in to the Transcontinental Railroad in Promontory Point, Utah in 1869, and a comparable event for the Canadian Pacific Railroad in British Columbia in 1885. Creel, in his remarks, thanked the merger team for both Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern, as well as their respective boards, and even the Surface Transportation Board for their due diligence in allowing this merger to go through. It's been 2 years in the making, as the merger was first announced in March of 2021. It was then canceled the following May as a rival firm, Canadian National, put in a bid that KC Southern accepted. However, the initial process was rejected by the Surface Transportation Board, which resulted in Canadian Pacific eventually winning the opportunity to tie up with Kansas City Southern. The merged railroad is now the first to bridge not just the U.S. and Canada, but also Mexico, as well as KC Southern's subsidiary along the Panama Canal. The railroads, previously their only connection between the two was here in Kansas City. As part of the announcement, Creel announced a new freight line between Chicago and Laredo that will kick off next month. From Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Kyle Hill. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cooler weather and some rain on the way for the Central Plains as a low-pressure system and cold front cross our region today and into tomorrow. A few severe thunderstorms are possible for some areas of our state this afternoon and evening with damaging wind and hail. Looks like most of the state has at least a chance of some rain. Still very warm for most areas today, but we'll see that cooler air start to move into northwestern Kansas during this afternoon and then moving into the rest of the state late tonight and tomorrow. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a cold front is edging into our northwestern counties. We may see some showers popping up there. With the big difference in temperature, some moist air available, and favorable winds, we could get some strong to severe thunderstorms in our central and eastern counties this afternoon. The biggest threats will be large hail and damaging wind. Thunderstorms or showers are possible for the rest of the state by late afternoon. This evening, the front will make it into central Kansas. For the overnight hours, scattered showers and thunderstorms east and central, maybe a few snow showers in our northwestern counties. Saturday will be a lot cooler, with afternoon highs staying in the 50s and 60s, and the possibility of showers early in the day statewide, and then in the eastern counties for the rest of the day. The low and cold front move out late Saturday. We'll get clearing skies, and then by Sunday, highs mostly in the 60s, sunny and breezy. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-50s to mid-60s, mid-30s overnight. Low to mid-80s in the north-central counties tonight. We're in the mid-40s. Low 80s for the northeast counties, mid to upper 50s overnight. Upper 60s to mid-70s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid-30s. Mid-80s south-central and mid-40s to low 50s overnight. We're looking at low 80s in the southeast counties. Tonight we'll be in the upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, the October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Yeah.